जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी यमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ राधे जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ राधे। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की। नमाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। गंगमय की जय यमुनामय की जय भक्ति देवी की जय तुलसी देवी की जय कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय समवेत गौरभक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 4, entitled Hiranyakashipu Terrorizes the Universe. Text number 44. Sri Yudhishthira Uvacha Devarsha Etadichhamo Veditum Tava Suvrata Yadatmajaya Shuddhaya पिता दात साधवेह्यघम् श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रत यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दात साधवेह्यघम् श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रत यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दात् साधवेह्यघम् देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो
तव सुव्रता
वेदितुं तव सुव्रता
यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय
देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रता शुद्धाय पिता दात् साधवेह्यघम् देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रता यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दास साधवे मतजिस श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रत यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दात् साधवेह्यघम् युधिष्ठिर उवाच देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रत यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दात् साधवे श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच देवर्ष एतदिच्छामो वेदितुं तव सुव्रत यदात्मजाय शुद्धाय पिता दात् साधवे श्री युधिष्ठिर उवाच Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, Devarshe, O best saintly person amongst the demigods, Etad, this, Ichhamaha, we wish, Veditum, to know, Tava, from you, Subratam, having the determination for spiritual advancement. Because Atmajaya unto his own son Shuddhaya one who was pure and exalted Pita the father Hiranyakashipu. Adat gave Sadhave, a great saint. He, indeed. Agham, trouble. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthir said, O best of the saints amongst the demigods, O best of spiritual leaders, how did Hiranyakashipu give so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj, the pure and exalted saint, although Prahlad was his own son? I wish to know about the subject from you. Purport. To know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the characteristics of His pure devotee, one must inquire from authorities, like Devarshi Narada. One cannot inquire about transcendental subject matters from a layman. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Satam Prasangan Mamabirya Samvido Bhavanti Hritkarna Rasayanaha Kathaha. Only by association with devotees can one authoritatively understand the position of the Lord and His devotees. A devotee like Narada Muni is addressed as Suvrata. Su means good, Vrata means vow. Thus, the word Suvrata refers to a person who has nothing to do with the material world, which is always bad. One cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati, one must try to understand Krishna by devotional service and from a devotee. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj was quite right in wanting to learn further about Prahlad Maharaj from Narada Muni. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupaha Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances to all the devotees who have assembled here. I seek blessings from Ganga Prabhu and all the other senior devotees here. So, we will discuss based on the 44th sloka of this chapter today. Till now, Yudhishthira Maharaj was hearing from Narada Muni various qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. Now, in this sloka, Yudhishthira Maharaj had some questions. So, Narada Muni has described the qualities of Prahlad Maharaj like Prahlad is a great Mahabhagavat devotee. But he also mentioned that
This Mahabhagavat devotee Prahlad was tormented by his own father Hiranyakashipu. So Yudhishthira Maharaj naturally had a question. Now that we know the story, we understand why Hiranyakashipu tormented Prahlad Maharaj. But just imagine you are hearing this pastime for the first time. Okay, naturally you will have a question, right? If he is a Mahabhagavat devotee, if he has all good qualities, why should Hiranyakashipu, his own father, torment his loving son? That's the question here, right? So Devarsha etadichhama, O Devarshi, I am very much desirous to hear about this. I am very curious and inquisitive to understand this. Veditum tava suvrata. You are suvrata. Prabhupada explains what is suvrata in the purport. Su means good, vrata means vow. Suvrata means a devotee who is always doing something good and who has nothing to do with anything material. That's what Prabhupada says, suvrata. So you are suvrata, you are qualified to answer my questions. Can you please tell me why yad atmajaya shuddhaya. Atmaja means one's own son. Shuddha means one who is very pure at heart. So Prahlad is the son of Hiranyakashipu and his Shuddha is very pure at heart. Still, pitadat sadhave hyagam. Why this pita? Why this Hiranyakashipu tormented Prahlad in so many ways? That's the question. Right? Yudhishthira is asking this question. Now in the purport, Prabhupada is saying that we should inquire from great souls. If you want to know more about spiritual subject matters, then you should ask from those who are suvratas, right? Those who are pure at heart, those who are devotees of the Lord. So Prabhupada says that satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna rasayanaha kathaha. So he quotes this shloka from the section of teachings of Lord Kapila and says that in the association of devotees there is constant glorification of Krishna. And when someone comes in contact with the association of devotees, he should ask, that person should ask questions about the Lord, about the devotees, about Krishna's nama, rupa, guna, leela, about how one can progress in devotional service. So such relevant inquiries asked in the association of great devotees, sincere devotees, will help us progress in bhakti. Right? So here Yudhishthira is asking Narada Muni, I want to know more about Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, we see right in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages of Naimisharanya, right in the first chapter, they asked 6 questions. To whom? Our Suta Goswami. Okay. So they were asking, my dear Suta Goswami, can you please tell us the ultimate good for all people in general? First question. Second question, what is the essence of all scriptures? Third question, why did Krishna appear on this planet? Fourth question, can you please explain about the Purushavataras? Fifth question, can you please explain about the Leelavataras? Sixth question, after Krishna disappeared from this planet, where did Dharma take shelter? You know this, you are familiar with all the 6 questions asked by the sages of Naimisharanya in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So, this is the process of inquiring from great souls. The sages of Naimisharanya asked some relevant questions, and Suta Goswami is expected to give answers to those questions. So Prabhupada is encouraging us in this purport that we should put forward our spiritual inquiries in front of spiritually potent personalities and seek answers. And that's what Krishna also said in Bhagavad Gita. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshyanti te jnanam jnaninaha tattvadarshinaha. So we should submissively, pranipatena, submissively ask questions, pariprasnena sevaya, ask relevant questions, potent questions in front of great devotees, right, with submissiveness. And following that, we should also render service to them. So tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya, upadekshyanti te jnanam, then they will give jnanam. So when the sages of Naimisharanya asked these questions, Suta Goswami first appreciated their questions. He said, Munayaha sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir lokamangalaham. O Munis, O sages headed by Shavanakarishi, Munayaha sadhu prishtoham, you have inquired so nicely. Sadhu means good. Okay. Prishtoham means you have inquired me. You have asked me some relevant questions, great questions. Munayaha sadhu prushtoham bhavadbhir lokamangalaya. All questions that you have asked are about Krishna, and they will cause great auspiciousness to this whole world. Lokamangalaha. When we ask questions about the Lord, then that will create auspiciousness in the world. So Prabhupada writes in one beautiful purport that the every day of every living being begins with questions, begins with asking questions, right? So even birds get up early in the morning from their nests, they will inquire, where is my food today? That's their inquiry. So Prabhupada in one lecture he says, so people will go to the market and they will inquire, what is the cost of this ingredient? Iska bhav kya hai? Means what is the cost? So that's how our life, our day is filled with so many questions and answers. Of all such questions that may come in the mind or that may deliver from the mouth of people, the most important and relevant questions are questions about Krishna, questions about devotees. So, munayaha sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir lokamangalaiha yat kritaha krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. Right? So, let's recite this shloka. Munayaha sadhu prishtoham bhavadbhir lokamangalaihi yat kritaha krishna samprashno yenatma suprasidati. Oh sages, you have asked me very beautiful questions. Yat kritaha krishna samprashno. You asked questions about Krishna. Samprashna means good questions. So questions related to Krishna are good questions. Right? Questions related to how do I enjoy my senses, sense gratification, they are not good questions. Okay. So he said, you asked good questions about Krishna. Krishna samprashno. Yenatma suprasidati. Just the questions asked about Krishna, about bhakti, about devotees will themselves satisfy the heart. Yenatma suprasidati. Complete satisfaction of the heart is attained when we inquire about the Lord, when we inquire about spiritual subject matters, not mundane subjects. And here Yudhishthira is asking about Prahlad Maharaj more and more, right? So same thing, if you move a little further ahead in Bhagavatam, at the end of first canto, the last chapter, Parikshit Maharaj gives up all his kingdom, facilities, entourage, family, treasure house, soldiers, ministers, and all the paraphernalia of the royal order, and he comes on the banks of Ganges and he asks questions, right? So many sages have assembled there just to see the departure of our Parikshit Maharaj. He's about to die within 7 days. So what is he going to do in these 7 days? Let's go and find out. Right? He has retired from his kingdom. 7 days he is just sitting there. So all the sages, as if it is advertised program, so all the sages have come there without any advertisement. Okay, they came there and they wanted to see Parikshit Maharaj going to the spiritual world. So then this Parikshit Maharaj, he told the sages, I have absolutely no fear of that magical bird that has been created by the sage Chimikarshi. Right? So if at all I have to die because of that snake bird, I don't mind. But I want to spend the rest of my life, the 7 days that I have at my hand, in hearing about Hari or Vishnu. Gayata Vishnu Gatha. He told them, please glorify Lord Hari. Please glorify the pastimes of Lord Vishnu. That's all I want to do. So he asked two questions. What a person is supposed to do throughout one's life, and what a person is supposed to do at the end of one's life, at the time of death. Two questions, right? Or to be more specific, to be more elaborate, what a person is supposed to hear, chant and remember throughout one's life, and what a person is supposed to hear, chant and remember at the time of death. These are the two questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj. And all the sages who have assembled there, they looked in a different direction, as if they don't know the answer. They looked in another direction, and from that direction, Sukadeva Goswami makes his entry. So he comes, okay, and he sits on the Vyasasana. And he says, okay, what are your questions? then Parikshit Maharaj asks the same questions, how to live and how to leave this world. Prabhupada says, entire Bhagavatam is an answer to these two questions. How to live in this world and how to leave this world. Right? What am I supposed to do throughout my life? What am I supposed to do at the end of my life? So this is the subject matter of entire Bhagavatam. And as soon as Sukadeva Goswami heard these two important questions from Parikshit Maharaj, then Sukadeva Goswami said, Variyaneshate prashnaha krito lokahitam drupa atmavitsammataha pumsam srotavyadishu yah paraha. He also say, Variyaneshate prashnaha krito lokahitam drupa atmavitsammataha pumsam srotavyadishu yah paraha. Variyaneshate prashnaha. Just as Suta Goswami appreciated the questions of Saunakadi Rishis, Sukadeva Goswami is also appreciating the questions of Parikshit Maharaj. Variyaneshate prashnaha. You have asked best questions, wonderful questions, right? Krito lokahitam drupa. The answers to your questions will cause great hitam, great auspiciousness for the entire world. Atmavit sammataha pumsam. These questions, these subjects, these topics that you are asking from me are Atmavit Sammataha, means they are approved by Atmavits, means those who are self-realized. Self-realized people will appreciate such questions, right? Atmavit Sammataha Pumsam, Srotavyadishu Yah Paraha. Of all the subject matters which are worth hearing, this is the best subject matter. We may ask hundreds of questions, how to attain this, how to attain that, how to deal with this problem, how to deal with that problem. The biggest question that we need to ask is how to live in this world, how to leave this world. What is the best way of leading my human life and what is the best way of leaving this world so that I can get a better spiritual destination, right? So this is how Sukadeva Goswami appreciated the queries of Parikshit Maharaj. So here Narada Muni is speaking about Prahlad Maharaj and Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking so many questions about Prahlad Maharaj. And if you move a little ahead, we discuss something from first canto, something from second canto, if you go to the third canto of Bhagavatam, Vidura meets Maitreya Rishi. He asks so many questions. You know, the first question asked by Vidura was, Soham drunam kshulla sukhaya dukham mahadgatanam viramaya tasyam pravartaye bhagavatam puranam yadaha sakshad bhagavan rishibhyaham. This is spoken by Maitreya Rishi. But before that, Vidura asks a question. Sukhaya karmani karoti loko natai sukham vanya duparamam va vindeta bhuyaha tatayeva dukham yatatra yuktam bhagavan vadinnaha. Vidura is saying that in this material world, people undergo tremendous amount of distress for meager amount of happiness. How to stop this? That's his question. Then Maitreya Muni answered this question. Soham drunam kshulla sukhaya dukham mahadgatanam viramaya tasya. Soham drunam kshulla sukhaya. For meager amount of happiness, mahad dukham, they undergo tremendous amount of distress. Right? Viramaya tasya. To stop this unnecessary endeavor, pravartaye bhagavatam puranam. I'm going to speak Bhagavata Purana. Yadaha sakshat bhagavan rishibhyaha. Directly the Supreme Personality of God had taught this Bhagavatam to great sages. Lord, in the form of Sankarsana, taught Bhagavatam to these four Kumaras. So in this way, Bhagavatam is taught by the Lord personally. And so many Bhagavatas, so many great devotees are asking questions about the Lord, questions about the devotees, questions about Bhakti Yoga. And so many devotees are answering these questions. In the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, there's a beautiful shloka that says that Vasudeva katha prashnaham purusham strin punatihi vaktaram prichrakam shrotrum tatpada salilam yatham. Vasudeva katha prashnaham. Okay, questions about Vasudeva. topics or discussions about Vasudeva. Purusham strin punatihi, three types of human beings are purified by questions and answers about Lord Vasudeva. Purusham strin. Okay, this is not Purusham strin, not men and women. This is Purusham strin means three types of Purushas. Three types of human beings are purified. Who are they? Vaktaram, the speaker. Prichrakam, the enquirer. Shrotram, the hearer. In this assembly, at Naivisharanya, Suta Goswami is the speaker, Savanaka Rishi is the enquirer, and so many sages are the hearers. Right? And in that assembly where Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, Sukadeva Goswami was the speaker, and Parikshit was the hearer, and so many other sages, including Narada Muni and Vyasdev, they are the enquirers. Okay? So they are hearers, right? Parikshit is enquiring, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking, and others are hearing. So all these three categories of people, those who ask questions, those who answer questions, and those who happen to be present in that conversation, all three people will be purified. Purusham strin punatihi, vaktaram prichrakam shrotram tat pada salilam yatha. Just like pada salilam means the water that washed the lotus feet of the Lord, that is Ganga, river. Just like the river Ganga purifies all the three planetary systems. Similarly, the real river of Krishna Katha, that purifies all the three types of people. Vaktaram, Prichrakam, Shrotram. Right? If you want purification, let us ask questions about Krishna, questions about devotional service, questions about pure devotees of Krishna, and then try to advance in the path of bhakti. So that will nourish us, that will nourish everyone. And all these conversations about Krishna that so many speaker-hearer combinations had in the past, they are purifying us now. Krito lokahitam drupa. So when somebody asks a spiritual inquiry from a spiritually potent person, that inquiry and that answer will not benefit only the person who is hearing. That will benefit people for all time to come. Even in material circles, you see, there is an interviewer interviewing a doctor, okay, about so many types of diseases. Okay, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? And then interview is just videoed and then telecasted in some channel, okay, and people will see. The interviewer is asking questions and the doctor is giving answers. So many people are getting benefited. Even on a material plane, some good questions and good answers benefit so many people, not just that one person. So therefore, Bhagavatam is constantly encouraging us to inquire about spiritual subject matters from spiritually potent people. Okay, so this is the purifying potency. There's a beautiful shloka in the first canto of Bhagavatam. Tanno bhavan vai bhagavat pradhano mahattamaikanta parayanasya harerudaram charitam vishuddham susrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Tanno bhavan vai bhagavat pradhano. The sages of Naimisharanya are glorifying Suta Goswami. You are Bhagavat Pradhana, means you have kept Bhagavan as Pradhana element in your life. Means in your life, Krishna is a priority. All others are second. Sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam sharanam raja. Krishna is number one. Other things are number two, three, four, five. Okay. So Bhagavat Pradhana means one who keeps Bhagavan as Pradhana, as the topmost priority in one's life. Such people are called Bhagavat Pradhana. So what is the quality of a speaker of Bhagavatam? That is, he holds Bhagavan as the main object of life. And what is the quality of hearer of Bhagavatam? Susrushatam no vitanotu vidvan. Susrushatam. A hearer of Bhagavatam is extremely eager and inquisitive to know spiritual subject matters, know about the Lord, know about devotees, know about Bhakti Yoga. So eagerness is the qualification of the hearer, and devotion is the qualification of the speaker. And what is the quality of the subject matter? Harer udaram charitam vishuddham. Harer udara charita. The Lord's magnanimous topics are the subject matter for our discussion. Vishuddham, they are completely pure. Right here, Prahlad is called Shuddhaya. Shuddhaya, third line. So, Lord Hari's pastimes are Shuddha. Hari Bhakta's pastimes are also Shuddha. Right? So, when the subject matter is pure, and when the speaker is pure, And when the hearer is pure, so that combination and their conversation is beneficial not only to them, to the entire humanity for all time to come. Okay, so this is how Prabhupada is saying that we need to enquire, taking inspiration from Yudhishthira Maharaj, we need to enquire about devotees from pure devotees. But we cannot put that enquiries in front of a mundane scholar. One cannot understand anything spiritual from a materialistic scholar puffed up with academic knowledge. That's why Prabhupada often quotes this shloka. Avaishnava mukhodgiranam putam harikathamritam sharvanam naiva kartavyam sarpa uchishta yathapaya. So if we hear harikatha from an avaishnava, so although they may be speaking harikatha, which is like nectarian milk, because they are like snakes. So milk which is touched by the lips of a serpent will have poisonous effects. Similarly, when spiritual subject matters are taught by people who are not pure in their character, or people who are not at least aspiring to become purified by practicing bhakti yoga, then there is a problem that will affect us, right? So, Surinvanti yenya vishaya kukathamate ghani yastu shruta harta bhagair nibhirata sara tamstam kshipanti asharaneshu tamassuhanta. Brahma says in his description of the kingdom of God, Brahma says that kukathamati ghni, when we hear materialistic topics from materialistic people, that kukatha, that bad topics will destroy our intelligence, mati ghni, because hearing is very potent. When we start hearing from unauthorized sources, when we start hearing materialistic topics from materialistic people, that will spoil our consciousness. When we hear pure topics from pure devotees, that will elevate our consciousness. As Parikshit himself says, Pravishtha karana randharena svanam bhavasaroruham dhunotishavalam krishna salilasya yatha sharat. Pravishtha karana randharena, when the pure topics of Krishna are entering our ear holes, coming from the mouths of pure devotees, they will enter our ear holes, and Krishna will enter through the sound vibration into our ear holes and enters our hearts, and he will sit there. He will not move from there. He likes to be captivated, captured, controlled, and arrested within the hearts of his devotees, right? So we are inviting Krishna lovingly into our hearts by hearing about Krishna from pure devotees, right? So these are some effects of hearing in the association of great devotees, as Prabhupada is quoting in this purport. What is this? Satam prasangan mama virya samvidu bhavanti hritkarna rasayanaha katha. In the association of devotees, there is a constant flow of the river of Harikatha. In the fifth canto of Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful shloka that says that it's worth living within the airtight womb of a mother instead of coming out of that womb just to be in a place where there is no Harikatha. Right? So, Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga Nasadhavo Bhagavatastad Ashraya Nayatra Yagnesha Makhama Hotsava Surepi Loko Pinavai Nasevyatam Nayatra Vaikuntha Katha Sudhapaga. The place where there is no constant discussion about Lord Hari. Na sadhavo bhagavatas tadashreya. The place where there are no devotees who have taken shelter of the river of Harikatha. And na yatra yagnesha makha mahotsava. The place where great festivals worshipping the Lord are not being celebrated. Okay, the place where Harikatha is not there. The place where devotees are not there, and the place where worship of Krishna is not happening, festivals worshipping Krishna are not happening, that place is not worth living. It's better to not take birth only. It's better to stay within the womb of a mother. That's better. Although one is like completely packed in a sack without any light, that's a better situation than to stay in materialistic association. Right? That's what the fifth canto of Bhagavatam says. Right? So we need to inquire. So we need, when we attend, when we go to say satsang program, when we go to a place where some devotees are glorifying Harikatha, although we don't inquire personally, someone else is inquiring about Krishna, and some discussion is happening. We just happen to be present there. We become so benefited in our spiritual progress. Once there was a Nectar of Devotion says this. In the Nectar of Devotion by Prabhupada, there is a beautiful story about a Brahmana from Pratishthanpur. So he wanted to serve the Lord with so much love and affection, but he did not have the necessary resources. He's a very poor Brahmana. He did not have money, he did not have any facilities to offer worship to the Lord. So one day he went to such a spiritual gathering, and the speaker was speaking. If you cannot serve the Lord physically, you can serve the Lord mentally. If you cannot offer so many things to the Lord, whether it is patram or pushpam or phalam or toyam or jewels or temples or whatever, if you cannot make offerings to the Lord physically, you can offer all these things mentally also. You can worship the Lord mentally also. And this person who came for the satsang program, he just caught this point. Oh, I have been thinking of serving the Lord nicely, lavishly, but I didn't have facilities, but I can do it in mind. So he went and sat on the bank of a lake and closed his eyes and he meditated. In his meditation, he went to River Ganga, brought some big pot, golden pot, water filled with golden pot. Sorry, golden pot filled with water. He brought. Then he went to Yamuna, he brought water. And he went to Narmada, Kaveri, all the holy rivers. He personally went. He did not order water from there. Because he just closed his eyes. In meditation, he traveled to Ganga, brought water from there. In his meditation, he traveled to Yamuna, brought water from there. In his meditation, he traveled to Narmada, brought water from there. Then he installed a beautiful deity of the Lord Narayana. And he bathed the Lord with the water that is coming from all the rivers. And he bathed the Lord with milk and yogurt and honey, panchamrit and panchagavya. And he nicely cleaned the Lord, dressed the Lord, decorated the Lord, and offered him hundreds and thousands of delicious items, all in meditation only. He was cooking personally in the meditation, he's offering in the meditation. Like that, he started serving the Lord for a long time, for many days, within the meditation. No paraphernalia required. Close your eyes. Don't sleep. Close your eyes and start worshipping. Okay. So then, one day, in his meditation, he wanted to cook sweet rice. So, and he mixed rice and milk and sugar and ghee. Nicely he cooked sweet rice in his meditation. And he wanted to offer it to the Lord. And he wanted to see how hot is this sweet rice. When it is sufficiently cooled down, then I can offer to the Lord. So he cooked and kept it, and in his meditation he thought, let me touch it and see whether this is cool or not. So he touched. And as soon as he touched that sweet rice, because it is so hot by the time, his hand got burnt. Not in meditation, reality. Right? In meditation he cooked the sweet rice, in meditation he touched the sweet rice, really the hand got burnt. Right? So then he just came out of his meditation, he opened his eyes and then he started doing like this. And then seeing this, Lord Vishnu started laughing in the spiritual world. Right? He was smiling and Mother Lakshmi became very curious. She asked questions. Yat kritaha Krishna samprashno. She asked a question. Why are you laughing, my dear Lord? Did anyone do some, you know, comedy here? Any humor happened here? Why are you laughing? Then Vishnu said, I will not answer you now. Okay? I'll take some time to answer your question. Then he called some Vishnu Parshadas, some Vishnu Dutas. Come here. Take that airplane, Vaikuntha airplane. Go to Pratishthanpur. There's a Brahmana who is worshipping me. You will not find any worship paraphernalia, by the way. He'll just sit there. He's just worshipping within the mind. So just go and bring him here. Then this Vishnu just came with Vaikuntha airplane and they came to our Pratishthanpur Brahmana and asked, Vishnu is calling you, come into the airplane. Not in meditation, reality. This Vaikuntha airplane coming to this Brahmana is not meditation, is not imagination, it's reality. And he could not believe. I worship the Lord within my mind and now really airplane is coming. So then he boarded the airplane with little nervousness and whatever. He went all the way to Vaikuntha within no time. Then the Lord saw this Brahmana. Oh, you have been worshipping me since long time. I am very pleased with your worship. Then he started narrating to Lakshmi Devi. So this Brahmana, daily he is meditating. He is imagining that he is offering so many things to me and I am very pleased with his worship. So I have brought him here. And today he offered sweet rice to me and he has burnt his hand, really. Right? So then Lakshmi also smiled. So then this Brahmana was told, you stay here only, you don't have to meditate there, you have to serve me personally. So he heard, this Brahmana heard in a satsang program that you can serve the Lord even in mind. And he started serving the Lord in the mind. And he went to Vaikuntha in reality, not in mind. So that is the effect of sincere hearing. Okay. So we need to inquire from great souls, and we need to hear from great souls how to serve the Lord, how to progress in bhakti yoga. And we need to ask about the Lord, ask about Krishna's nama, rupa, guna, leela when we meet great devotees. So we can also ask one more thing. Okay, how do I progress in bhakti? So can you please give me some suggestions, how do I progress in bhakti? So Prabhupada says, when you meet a sadhu, it's not that you go and ask blessings for your material progress. Somebody went to Prabhupada and asked, I want your blessings. Then Prabhupada called some of his disciples, okay, who are very skinny and then they are shaved heads and all. They took my blessings, they became like this. Are you ready for it? then they said, oh no, we don't want blessings, they just ran away. So many people want blessings for material progress. But we need to seek blessings from a exalted Vaishnava for spiritual progress, and we need to ask them how to progress in the spiritual life. And one of the inquiries that we can make in front of them is genuine feedback for our own spiritual advancement. Am I doing it well? Can I improve in my service to the Lord? How do I read the scriptures? How do I chant the holy names? So like that, time to time, if we ask exalted devotees, experienced devotees, about our own spiritual practices and try to improve them, that is also a great way of advancing in spiritual life. So now that this topic of feedback has come, Hare Krishna, so let me just discuss four ways of giving feedback and receiving feedback. Okay, so there is good combination, and there is good-bad combination, and bad-good combination, and bad-bad combination in giving feedback and receiving feedback. Okay, so we are anyways discussing so much about queries, enquiries, asking people about Krishna's nama, rupa, guna, leela. So let's also discuss about asking people about how can I improve in bhakti, right? Asking feedback from senior devotees about our spiritual practices. So there's a good combination. For example, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is one Bengali poet who has written a beautiful drama about Lord Chaitanya, about Lord Jagannath. Okay, he came to Swarup Damodar Goswami. Okay, he thought he wrote a good drama, basically. But there is some apasiddhanta in that drama. So he came to Bhagavan Acharya, one devotee in Chaitanya Charitamrit, in Jagannathpuri area. He came to this Bengali poet. The Bengali poet came to Bhagavan Acharya and spoke what he has written. Then Bhagavan Acharya became very impressed. And few other devotees also heard. They also got impressed. Wow, such a wonderful drama, great drama. So they wanted that this devotee should speak about this drama in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Then they all went to Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is the secretary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar said, no, some people are there, they don't know how to write dramas, don't get distracted. Bhagavan Acharya, you are too liberal, you are too innocent. You may just get attracted to things which are not bona fide also. But Bhagavan Acharya is saying, no, he's very nice. You should hear him. Then finally, Swarup Damodar Goswami agreed to hear the drama written by this Bengali poet. He came and spoke the introductory shloka. Okay, I don't remember the shloka, by the way. what it meant was, Jagannath ji is the beautiful body and Lord Chaitanya is the great soul, and in Jagannath Puri Dham this body and soul have come together. Okay, that's what he wrote. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami when he spoke the shloka, Sarvadamodara Goswami asked him to explain it. Then he gave this explanation. Then Sarvadamodara Goswami said, you have no faith in both the lords. You don't understand the tattva of the both the lords. You are becoming sinful. You have become so offensive. You are offending both the lords in one shot, right? So you are ruining yourself. He just became extremely heavy with this Bengali poet, right? Why? Apasiddhanta cannot be encouraged. So generally when somebody does a mistake, the feedback can be a little milder. But the feedback becomes heavy to the degree the mistake is serious. Because in some literary work, if someone does some mistake, and if that literary work starts becoming very popular in the masses, people will think that this is the right Siddhanta, this is the right Tattva. So Sarvadamodara Goswami is trying to protect our proper Vaishnava Siddhanta. He said, Jagannathji is purely spiritual, you cannot compare him with a material body. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you cannot compare him with a Jiva. Right? And in the case of the Supreme Lord, there is no difference between body and soul. His entire personality is purely spiritual, there is no difference between body and soul. In our case, there is a material body, there is a spirit soul inside. But in the Lord's case, he is completely spiritual. There is no distinction between body and soul. You have no understanding of Tattva, you are trying to write something. Right? When Sarvadamodara Goswami gave this feedback, the other people who appreciated his poetry so much till now they also understood that the poetry is very apasiddhantic. So, when we don't have sufficient understanding of what is real Tattva, we may get impressed with something which is externally appealing and sentimentally we may get attracted to it, right? But some exalted souls can understand what is right and what is wrong. Okay. So Sarvadamodara Goswami gave this feedback to our Bengali poet. And how did the Bengali poet receive this feedback? He felt that I am like a duck in the midst of so many swans. These are all swan-like devotees who are very sincere, very serious and very much dedicated to Mahaprabhu's service, and I am like a duck amongst them. He felt humble. He is a genuine person. He committed an honest mistake. It's not purposefully he did not want to insult the Lord. He did not have sufficient understanding, and he realized that he did not have sufficient understanding, and he became humble. So when we are given a feedback, if we receive that feedback in a positive attitude and use it for our self-improvement, then we can advance in spiritual life. He did not defend. This Bengali poet did not defend himself, did not get offended, did not start justifying. So when we do a mistake, when someone is pointing out that you have done this mistake, we should try to rectify the mistake, not justify the mistake. Right? So this Bengali poet did not justify it. He is in a mood to rectify that mistake. He regretted for his mistake. He was genuinely repentant. So Sarvadamodara Goswami, being an expert in poetry also, he gave a positive explanation to the shloka that he himself has quoted, that the Bengali poet has quoted. He gave a right explanation to it. Then he encouraged, don't worry, you should read Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees and learn the tattva nicely, then you can start writing. He did not discourage him from writing. He said, now you don't have right understanding, just spend some time, gain some knowledge in the association of devotees, then you start writing, right? So he encouraged him. So this is a good combination. The person who is giving feedback has pure intention to help the other person, and the person who receives feedback has humility to receive it for self-improvement, right? So this is a wonderful combination. When a senior person is trying to help a younger person to advance in spiritual life, and the younger person also is gratefully accepting the corrections and trying to work on it, so that's a good combination, right? So we need to ask, time to time we need to ask from devotees, where can I improve? Good combination. But there is another thing, good-bad combination. So, in Ramayana, Ravana has kidnapped Sita Devi and captivated her in Lanka. Then Vibhishan gave him feedback. This is not proper. Better you return Sita Devi respectfully to Lord Ramachandra. That will protect you, that will protect the Rakshasa dynasty, that will protect entire Lanka. So better you follow this, my advice. But Ravana never agreed to the advice given by Vibhishan. Many people advised him. Mainly Vibhishan advised him. Vibhishan advised him, gave a feedback to him with pure intention, right? But Ravana did not receive it properly. This is a good-bad combination. Then Vibhishan has to leave and Ravana had to be killed. But there is another combination, bad-good combination, right? The person who is giving a feedback may have a bad intent. He is not a genuine well-wisher. But the person who is hearing the words of this person who has poor intentions, he will collect something good for one's own self-improvement, right? So there is an example, Suruchi. He saw this little child, Dhruva, trying to sit on the lap of Uttanapad. So he was trying to sit on father's lap, but Suruchi said, no, you cannot sit, because you are not my son. You are his son, but not my son. You are born from the womb of another woman, and I am the favorite queen of your father. Because you are a small child, you can't understand the difference between me and your mother, but I am favorite queen, so you cannot sit. So if at all you want to sit, better you worship the Supreme Lord Vishnu, and by his boon, by his benediction, you can take your next birth in my womb, then you can sit. Okay? So the qualification to sit on father's lap is to become my son. If you worship Lord Vishnu, you can be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. But she was so arrogant, thinking that the result of worship of Lord Vishnu is birth in the womb of an arrogant woman like me. Right? That is her understanding. So when we are arrogant, when we are proud, we attribute too much of self-importance. Right? That is Suruchi's character. And she had harsh speech also. In contrast to her character, in the same family, there is Suniti. So Dhruva was crying and crying, and he ran towards Mother Suniti. And what did Suniti say? My dear son, whatever Suruchi said is correct. What did she say? She said many things. Suniti ignored many other things and she picked up only one point. What is that? If you have any desire to be fulfilled, worship Lord Vishnu. She took that one little point only. So when we are looking for something good, we'll take the essence. Okay, even if other person is speaking something with a malicious intention, with poor attitude, if we have good perspective, then we'll pick up only the essence from it. So she said, Suniti said, my dear Dhruva, don't hate Suruchi, don't develop any desire to harm her, don't desire inauspiciousness for her, and understand that whatever has happened because our own past karma. But what she said is correct. You please worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna. So that will help you attain any desire. So I am one mother, I can give you the affection of one mother, but Krishna can give you the affection of millions of mothers put together. Okay? So better accept her advice and then worship the Lord. So she reconfirmed. So when we have positive attitude, then we will take whatever is good, even when there is so much bad there, in the words of other people. Similarly, Amogha came. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was being fed by Sarvam Bhattacharya, then Amogha came and said, this much food, 10 people can eat, and this one sannyasi is eating so much. Right? He commented on Mahaprabhu. That's an offense, right? And Sarvam Bhattacharya is cursing him. But you know what Mahaprabhu said? What he said is correct. What he said is correct. We should not eat so much. Vacho vegam, manasaha krodha vegam, jihva vegam, udaropastha vegam. So we need to control all the urges. We should not overeat. That's what he said, right? So I'm very happy that with his feedback, he just took it in a different tone. So that is the bad-good combination. The person who is giving feedback has a bad intention, does not have good intention. But the person who is receiving that feedback will take the essence from it. Then finally is bad combination. The person who is giving feedback or correcting other person has poor intention, right? He is not desiring the welfare of other person. He is selfish. And the person who is receiving also is like that. Okay? A great example for this combination is in the Samudra Manthan, all the devatas, demons, they snatched away the nectar pot, Amrita Bhanda, from our Dhanvantri. And they started quarrelling amongst themselves. They were quarrelling so much that I will drink first. When nectar came, just share and then start drinking, and before the devatas do something. Okay? That's what intelligence is. But they don't have intelligence. They have ego. right? Ego destroys the intelligence also, okay? So they started quarreling amongst themselves. So when the strong demons were quarreling amongst themselves for the first share of nectar, the weak demons told them, give a feedback. Devatas also worked for this, for producing this nectar. They should also get a share. They started speaking some moral principles, okay, in front of these strong demons. So these weaker demons, they are saying this only because they are not getting any share of nectar and because they cannot fight with stronger demons. So they are speaking some morality, apparently showing some sympathy and empathy towards the devatas. So they did not have pure intention. They are not really intending to give share of nectar to the devatas. So their giving of feedback is not with a pure heart. And naturally the strong demons never took the feedback also in a positive note, right? That's a bad, bad combination, right? So, like, when we are sincerely seeking to advance in spiritual life, we make enquiries, as this beautiful shloka and purport is revealing to us. We make enquiries in the association of devotees. The enquiries can be about Krishna's Nama Rupa Gunalila, as we have seen so many enquiries in the past. We have discussed, right, how Suta Goswami was enquired by Savanakadi Rishis, how Parikshit Maharaj enquired from Sukadeva Goswami, how Vidura enquired from Maitreya Muni. We have seen all these examples. They are asking the speakers about Krishna. And they are asking the speakers about the devotees of Krishna. Here Yudhishthira is asking Narada Muni about Prahlad Maharaj. So our enquiry should be purposeful, meaningful, not something which is on a mundane platform. So when we enquire about Krishna's Nama Rupa Gunalila, when we enquire about the stories of pure devotees, and when we enquire about how do I improve in my spiritual life, so that's what Parikshit asked. What am I supposed to do throughout my life? What am I supposed to do at the end of my life? That's the enquiry. So how do I improve in my spiritual life? Okay, how am I doing any mistake? Please correct me. So when we ask that kind of questions, then there is good scope for improvement in spiritual life. So, and one more enquiry is about enquiry from an advanced soul about one's guru. Now, let me give an example. I'll conclude in 2-3 minutes. There is Vyasadev. Vyasadev heard about Narada Muni's past life. That in the past life of Narada Muni, Narada Muni served Bhaktivedanta sages. They initiated him in spiritual life. And they left. Then Vyasadeva immediately asked, Narada Muni, what did you do after the Bhaktivedanta sages left? How did you lead your spiritual life? Then Narada Muni continued to speak the rest of his past life, right? So Prabhupada writes there that this is called Sadharma Purcha. Enquiring about spiritual master, or enquiring from spiritual master, about how to advance in spiritual life. I want to know the life of Narada Muni so that I can take inspiration in my spiritual life. I can advance in that, right? Advance in spiritual life. And Vyasadeva also asked, I am feeling so despondent. Can you please tell me something where I can just get real satisfaction of writing books? Then he told, write Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada writes, this is Sadharma Purcha. And when Prabhupada used to go to Gaudiya Math, we can read in Lilamrit. When Prabhupada used to go to Gaudiya Math, he would ask, what are the recent activities of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? What are his recent activities? He wants to know more and more about his Guru Maharaj. Okay, and this is Sadharma Pritcha. Asking about spiritual master. And also, there is one more thing. When Prabhupada was in the West, so he would put tilak and he would say, my Guru Maharaj used to put tilak without a mirror. Okay, and some of his disciples would ask, was it neat? So they were asking about him. So like that, Prabhupada would remember his glorious spiritual master, and he would share that, and they are also asking, how do we do that and all that. So like that, when we make our enquiries centered on advancing in spiritual life, whether we ask about devotees, ask about spiritual master, ask about Krishna's Nama Rupa Gunalila, ask about pure devotees in Bhagavatam, or ask about how I can improve my in my spiritual life, about some feedback from other devotees. So that these are good inquiries that will help us advance towards the lotus feet of Krishna. So based on this shloka and purport, I just shared few thoughts. Thank you very much. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prabhu, you want to add anything, any corrections, any feedbacks?
The breakfast of champions. Yeah. A couple of things that came to mind. Srila Prabhupada, even though he was the senior, recognized when Hayagriva offered to edit his books. He appreciated his feedback because effectively he was the senior, and he was writing the transcendental, you know, he was giving the transcendental knowledge. But Prabhupada, even though he was the senior, he recognized that the service of his disciple could enhance his preaching, and so he sought correction even from his own disciples. Yes. The relationship between Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada is an interesting historical footnote, I guess. You know, Prabhupada and Tamal Krishna Maharaj would sometimes argue over decisions, disagree and have argumentation, and quite strongly held opinions, but yet Prabhupada would seek his advice even though he was a junior, which is quite interesting. You know, not that I'm the senior and none of you can tell me what to do, right? So we need to be careful of that and follow Prabhupada's example. But then and you mentioned Prabhupada's dealings with his godbrothers. Later on, Prabhupada got feedback from his godbrothers that he didn't appreciate at all. And in fact, you know, he told his disciples, don't associate with them because they're too they're critical, right? So there are occasions where you can resist, right, the feedback, because it's just nonsense, as you mentioned. So there's just a couple of examples from Prabhupada's dealings, you know, about getting feedback, and especially we might be more advanced or think we're more advanced but can benefit, you know, from that. I guess it's kind of like a bit of humility, and of course that's the advantage of having the association of the devotees, is that friendship, because all of this is, what is it, guyam makyati prichati, really is revealing one's mind and having others reveal theirs, and so that's that exchange of affection that we get in the association of the devotees that's so valuable and helps us make progress. Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
So that was my thoughts on feedback.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for the nice class, enlightening class. You mentioned about the questions of the six questions of the sages, starting from the ultimate good for all the people. So is there any significance of the sequence of the questions? Because the sages have started first to ask, because they were preparing to do the yajna for the benefit of the people for 1,000 years, and then inquire about the Lord. So is there any significance in this, in the sequence of the questions that they've asked, or is it
a sequence? Yeah. What is the ultimate good for people in general? What is the essence of all scriptures? Both are same, bhakti. Okay. More than sequence, we need to see what are the questions. So the questions, and by the way, Suta Goswami did not answer them chronologically. He answered them logically. Right? So he made his own logical sequence of the answers. Sequence, sometimes, unless an acharya gives a specific comment about the sequence of questions, we may not understand. So more than sequence, we need to understand the importance of questions, significance of such questions, and relevance of the questions to everyone's good. They ask the questions and Suta Goswami gave answers, we are getting benefited. So that's more important.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Yes, Mantas.
Prabhuji, with the questions that are being asked, usually in Bhagavatam we see so many questions coming together all at once.
Mm.
And you do remember everything in the order and you do remember all the questions. And if it's more like a story, then I think it's easier. But how do you remember all of them?
Repeated reading, repeated hearing will only help us to remember all the questions and all. There's no substitute for that. Okay. And by the way, memory, recall, remembrance are not the main products of Shastric study. The main products are transformation of character, genuine service attitude, and developing Vaishnava qualities, and respecting other devotees, ultimately developing love for Krishna. We may not be able to recollect the sequence of questions. Okay, these six questions I remembered, many questions are there. In the third canto, seventh chapter, Vidur asks a big series of questions. Second canto, seventh chapter, or Parikshit asks big sequence of questions. We can't recollect all of them, 20-30 questions put together, right? But it's okay, more than remembrance, we need to see the transformation. The katha, Krishna katha should transform our hearts in a very positive way and develop our Vaishnava character and service attitude and love for Krishna and respect for Vaishnavas. That's the main product. Remembrance, recollection is one smaller product of Shastric study. Any other question? Today whole class is about questions.
Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, we heard in lectures that this body which has been given by Lord Krishna should be taken care of so that we can engage in a service more and more. But then why Parikshit Maharaj here is so happy to go back home after Godhead?
Yeah, we need to take care of the body, definitely. That's required for service, required for our sadhana. If the body is weak, you cannot do your sadhana. You can chant, you can do service. So we need to take care. So what's the connection? You're asking about Parikshit Maharaj.
So then why is Parikshit Maharaj so happy to die, pass away?
That is Krishna's will. So in Parikshit Maharaj's life, this awkward circumstance has been arranged where he is cursed by a small child, 5-year-old boy, to die within 7 days, and he had to just accept that curse. He saw this curse as blessing, and he when it's not that he's committing suicide, right? He is eager to go back to Godhead. He is okay to die, okay? But he is not committing suicide. So the circumstances in his life has been arranged in such a way that he is supposed to die within 7 days and he is okay with it. It's not that we go and embrace death. We don't mind dying. That's the part. There's a difference between these two, right? So curse is given to him. Parikshit Maharaj took it positively and used his rest of life to just hear Harikatha. Here Srimad Bhagavatam, and by that we got Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, so yeah, he is not attached to this material world. We need to preserve our body, definitely, but we should not be attached to the body. We need to responsibly maintain the body, but we should not be attached. When the circumstances come, when the situation comes where we have to leave the body, we should be ready. When it comes naturally, not that we kill ourselves voluntarily, when the death comes naturally, because of the circumstances, we should not be overwhelmed. Make sense?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Any other questions by seniors? Yes, Prabhu.
What was the name of the rishi who gave up his body?
Dadichi.
Dadichi, yes.
Dadichi is an interesting, you know, he obviously was looking after his body, but when he got an opportunity to sacrifice it for the benefit of others, then he was happy to give it up.
Yes.
So, you know, we like to keep our body together because we want to enjoy it. Whereas, you know, if it's for the benefit of others, then a devotee is actually a real devotee is even happy to give that up.
Yes.
And you can see Srila Prabhupada sacrificed his life, when you think about it, for the benefit of us. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Any other question by some elders? Then we'll take, if elders don't have questions, we'll take kids' questions. Okay, Aradhya.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. So as you were mentioning that in the fifth canto, the sloka was talking about that if it's better that if there's no worship in the place that you're gonna, like, the if the place is not like a place where the deities are being worshipped and Harikatha is being told, like the 3 points, then it's better to stay in the womb of a mother. But what if the mother is not a devotee?
Okay.
Then it's better for the child to take shelter in with the other devotees outside, because like in the...
So your parents are nice devotees, you have no problem. Okay. But you see the context in which the devatas offered this prayer. Nayatra vaikuntha katha sudhapaga na sadhavo bhagavatastada ashraya. Nayatra yagnesha makha mahotsava surepi iloko pinavaisa sevyatam. So the devatas are saying that it's better to be staying within the airtight womb of a mother than to take birth and come to a place where there is no Harikatha, where there is no Vaishnava Sangha, and when there is no celebration or worship of the Lord. And in comparison to a place where there is Harikatha, Vaishnava Sangha and festivals, even Swargalok is useless. That's what the devatas are saying. It's not that literally they want to, all of them want to stay within the womb of mother only. That's not the point. The emphasis is not on staying within the womb of a mother. The emphasis is on worshipping the Lord, on discussing Harikatha in the association of devotees. So it's not that devotee is aspiring to stay within the womb of a mother. Devotee is aspiring to do Harikatha. That's the emphasis, okay? If the mother is not a devotee and the child has to stay within, no child can choose to stay within, except Sukadeva Goswami, right? No child has the ability or the choice to stay within, right? Diti held her pregnancy for 100 years. She held Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu within her womb only for 100 years. She had some other intentions. So, but it's not a possibility generally. So this example is given just to make us understand the importance of being in Vaishnava Sangha and doing Harikatha in that Vaishnava Sangha. Okay, does it make sense?
Okay. Yes,
thank you. Okay, how many questions we should take? Please, organizers decide. Okay, Krishna, yeah.
But then, how do we make sure that even though our intention is to give a good feedback and make sure they receive it in a nice way, how do we make sure they don't feel it has some bad intentions?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, all of us together has to come to the level of good combination. While giving feedback, we should speak with a pure intention. While receiving feedback, we should be humbly receiving it. We should all together endeavor to come to the good combination of giving and receiving feedbacks. But when we are trying to give a feedback and others are not receiving well, so we should check, we should ask feedback from ourselves. Am I giving it in the appropriate manner? So you may have good intention, but we should also present it in a good way. Right? Good intent and good way. Like you have the right intent, but present it in the right way at the right time. And if you are not the right person to give that feedback, escalate the matter to someone else who can make difference better. Right? Sometimes we may not be the right people to give feedback. Someone else can give the same feedback. Okay? So just mention this too. Instead of you telling the person directly, you tell some senior person, you please tell them. right? That will make it better. And if you think that, okay, I have that good friendship, that relationship with that person, I can speak, then you can do it in a polite way. So correction can be given in a very demeaning way, discouraging way, disregarding way, and agitating way also, and it can be given in a very loving way also. Right? So anudvega karam vakyam. So when you are giving, have right intention, do it at the right time, and do it in the right way. If you are the right person. If you are not the right person, escalate the matter to someone who is the right person. Make sense? Thank you. So anything on this? And add something? Give mic to Prabhuji.
Sometimes feedback is best delivered through more questions than direct, you know,
pointing out.
when the ISKCON that I joined is quite different to the ISKCON of today, and you know, very often you would hear, "Get on his case, give him the sauce," right? Yeah. And you know, if you joined the temple a day before somebody else, you were considered a senior devotee, and so therefore had the adhikar to smash everybody else who came later.
Right.
And it wasn't a very nice environment, actually. It was quite unpleasant to live in. But if we learn the art of leading with questions, then even if we're a junior, we can sometimes be effective in helping somebody see things from a different perspective by asking the right kind of questions. Even Jayaprataka Maharaj told me once, what you can do is, if you fear you may offend somebody, ask them. Is it okay if I ask you a question? If they say yes, then you're in. But then the kind of questioning, have you considered this? When this happened, what, you know, what was the circumstance? What was the situation? How were you thinking about this? So by asking the right, by inquiry, and of course this is the beginning of our whole process, asking questions, we can actually help enlighten everybody, and we see it in the Bhagavatam. So it is possible to do, but as you mentioned, you know, it needs to be speech in the mode of goodness, which means pleasing to the ear, instead of getting on his case, you know, give it to him.
Yes, thank you so much. So how many questions should we take?
We can go till 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Is, if you go beyond 9, that's you're bordering on apparad.
Okay. We have exactly
to the prasad seva.
Yes. Okay, I'll answer your question later. This Prabhu, we have only 2 minutes exactly. 120 seconds. I'll try to answer.
Prabhu, Prabhu, hearing of Bhagavatam invokes bhakti, jnana, and vairagya in the hearers.
Yes.
So why is it the manifestation is different in different people? Somebody gets like more jnana, somebody more vairagya, and somebody more bhakti. Why that manifestation is different?
It depends on the receptivity. Okay. Tatra jnana viraga bhakti sahitam naishkarmyam avishkritam tat srinvan supathan vicharana paro bhaktya vimuchyennaraha. Okay, children. So yes, jnana, bhakti, vairagya, all this will come by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. But the person also should have that receptivity. Vishnu Chakur Thakur gives a beautiful example. Sun is rising in the sky. So when sun rises, Chakravaka bird laments. Okay. When sun sets, Chakravaka birds becomes excited when sun rises. Lotuses bloom nicely. But thieves and rogues, they become very morose. Oh, sun has risen. I cannot steal anymore now. Okay. It's daylight now. So, and some people are there. They will just close themselves in a room. They think that sun has not risen only. Okay. So we need to understand that sun is rising, but how much are we taking advantage of that sunrise? So we should have that receptive power. Okay. Accordingly, we will develop bhakti or jnana or vairagya proportionate to our sincerity in approaching Srimad Bhagavatam. Okay, yeah, quick answer. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.